makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Wednesday, October 1st, and that means we have our opposing team conference calls. Today, we bring you Indianapolis head coach Tony Dungy and tight end Dallas Clark.
I-72!
The Colts are 1-2 and coming off a bye week. Head coach Tony Dungy talked to the Houston media about how the team is preparing for the Texans.
It really did. We complained about it when the schedule first came out, but it did help us, I think, get some of our injuries healed up and gave us a chance to really focus and get back on our fundamentals, which is something we needed with so many guys missing time early. So I think it helped us. We had three good practices, and looking forward to getting ready today, you know, to really, again, start to prepare for an opponent.
What offensively do you want to see, you know, as you guys come out of this break, as far as from Peyton, from the passing game, from anything there?
Well, we just have to be sharper, see if we can eliminate the mistakes, the negative plays that we've had that have caused us to lose yardage, see if we can eliminate some of the turnovers that we've had. We'll start making big plays and moving the football, but we've got to eliminate the errors, and I think we'll be in good shape.
Tony, the Texans, like a lot of teams, have had trouble red zone defense. What to you is the key to a team being good in the red zone on defense and offense?
Well, it's tougher to throw the ball down there because there's less room to cover. There's the zone shrink down a little bit. So you have to be good at running the football and be able to run it in when necessary. Conversely, you know, you got to be able to stop people from running if you want to be good in the red zone defense. Try to force them to throw the ball in, and that's when your pass rushers can take over. So for us, you know, we try to, you know, not let people run the football in, and we've concentrated the last few years on trying to be a good, efficient running team down inside the 20.
You have had those injuries up front, and now I know Saturday came back the last game. How are you in your interior line as far as your regular starters?
We're actually better now. We're probably going to have most of our guys practicing today. Dan Federkow may not be able to go, but I think everyone else in the offensive line should at least be able to practice. I don't know if Tony Hugo and Mike Pollock will be ready to actually play. We'll find that out more at the end of the week. But at least we've got everyone practicing now and getting geared more towards being back at full strength.
A lot of fans here, Tony, continue to give Mario Williams a hard time because they say he doesn't make enough plays, while people that go against him are just the opposite. Can you tell us what you think about Mario, how much of an impact he makes on, like, a game plan, and just your overall opinion about why you think he's good?
Well, he's playing well for them. He is a big, active guy. He runs and chases things. He has pass rush ability. He's a guy that you have to be careful when you just, you know, single block him, you know, one-on-one in the passing game. And he's doing well, and especially with those defensive ends, we tend to get too hung up on statistics. You know, if you don't have a sack, then it's not a good day. And a lot of times you can dictate the type of protection you're getting. You can force quarterbacks to throw balls away, things like that don't necessarily show up on the stat sheet. But I think he's playing very well. I thought he had a Pro Bowl-type year last year. And, you know, it's always going to be hard because you're compared with some guys who get the ball a lot and who make highlight film type plays, but he's playing great for them.
Tony, this is still your last season, right?
No, I haven't said that.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
Maybe a lot of people are. If we don't start winning more games, it certainly will be.
I was going to ask you how you were feeling if it were. How do you stand on that right now? Because I know you agonized last year.
Yeah, I have for the last probably 3 years, and probably will again at the end of this year. But my wife and I will sit down and look at things at the end of the year. how we're doing with the team, what we can still accomplish, if I'm being effective, that type of thing, and balance that with our family and some of the desires I have to do some other things off the field. But the last probably 3 years, I've kind of said I'll evaluate at the end of the year.
When you retire, are you going to be a candidate for Dancing with the Stars?
I certainly will not. I'm curious to see. I haven't seen Warren yet, but I heard he did pretty well the first time. But no, I will have some things I want to do, but being around that probably is not one of them.
You haven't even taped it to go watch him?
I have not. No, I have not. I need to watch him, though. I really do.
Are you surprised that he did something like that and he's actually doing well?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Warren's a pretty talented guy. He could do some very good things in a lot of areas. And he's got charisma, and that's what I think works well on that show.
Can you talk about the importance of Dallas Clark and your guys' offense and just kind of how you've changed your philosophy on using the tight end in the last, 5-6 years?
Well, I don't know that we've changed our philosophy. It's just that we've gotten a guy like Dallas who can do so many things. He's been a point of attack blocker for us, but he's a matchup problem for people because he can catch the football down the field. He's got the speed to get deep in the seam. He's a good route runner. He can catch the ball underneath. So we kind of like to see how people are going to play us when he's in there. Do they go in nickel and bring extra defensive backs in? Do they cover him with a linebacker? That type of thing. And then we kind of adjust what we do based on how the defense is playing us. But he gives us a lot of options, a lot of flexibility because he can do more than one thing.
Was the proof in that, especially during your guys' run to the Super Bowl, when he set some of those NFL records with how many catches he had during that postseason run?
He had a great playoff run. He was fresh and ready to go, and we did get some good matchups, with people covering him with linebackers and safeties. So it was just one of those things where it was a perfect storm, and he took advantage of it.
Can you talk about Owen Daniels, what you've seen from him, a similar dual kind of threat there at tight end, just a younger kind of guy for the Texans here?
Yeah, similar guy. He's a matchup problem as we watch him catch the balls inside and work through traffic, and people are trying to figure out how to play him and who to put on him. And I would say very much similar.
What is Peyton's mindset, would you say, kind of at this point after the bye week and just the 1-2 start, which is obviously unusual for you guys?
Well, all of us, I think, have the same mindset that we've got to improve our consistency and our quality of play. And we've got to play sharper and make a few less mistakes. And if we do that, we're going to be in good shape. That's what we really went into the bye week really trying to work on, and I think we all did, including Peyton, just doing what we should do, our normal things, but just doing them a little bit better, a little bit sharper.
Do you think this bye week especially helped him health-wise? Was he, prior to this, as good as you wanted him to be as far as health-wise, or is this bye week, do you expect to help him?
No, he was pretty healthy. I think where it has helped him is just getting his timing with everyone on the offense, going through and making up for some of that time that we missed in training camp.
Tony, you talked about errors and negative plays. Was there one thing you weren't doing right or thing you were doing wrong that caused so many of those negative plays?
A lot of it is just communication. We had some different offensive linemen in and different guys making calls and just trying to be on the same page. But, we've had, more sacks than we normally have had and more negative runs with maybe blocking just not being exactly the way we wanted it. And we've got to eliminate that, eliminate the turnovers. We've given up 2 touchdowns for scores on our offense, and those are things that we can eliminate.
How much of that is tribute to not having Saturday?
It's easy to make excuses. You can say, hey, Peyton, no training camp, and we missed Jeff Saturday, missed Tony Hugo, missed this guy, that guy. But the bottom line is we just have to play sharp no matter who's there. And we've had times when we missed players. Jeff's been out before, so we can't really use that as an excuse.
What's the key for a guy like Owen Daniels as far as, extending this, sustaining this kind of success in his career after the start he's had in just 3 seasons?
Well, the key, I think, as it's been for Dallas, is to have some other guys around as long as they keep Andre Johnson and 83, tell me his name again, Walter.
Kevin Walter, yep.
Kevin Walter, yeah. And guys like that around, then it becomes tough to say, hey, we're going to make sure we take Owen Daniels away. The more balls you catch, the more attention you get. And he'll start to get more attention, but that'll open up other guys. So I think he's going to be in good shape because they do have some other good weaponry around him.
What do you need to see from your run defense this week after the first three outings?
Well, we just have to play sharper. We've been through this before at different periods of time. We went through this just before our Super Bowl run in 06 where we just weren't sharp. We're not hitting things aggressively, and that's what we've got to do, make those tackles when we're playing full speed, swarm to the ball. Nothing really different scheme-wise. We just have to play better and play a little bit faster.
So much has been made of the Bob Sanders loss, Tony. Are you missing those defensive tackles, too, inside on the running defense?
Well, again, we've had injuries. We've had other guys be out, and what has to happen is someone else on your team has to step up. I think before the Jacksonville game 2 weeks ago, we were 20-5 in games that Bob didn't play. So, yeah, you miss him, but we've always found ways to win and to make up for those losses, and we've got to do the same thing for the next couple of weeks here.
Is Tony Ugo going to play on Sunday?
He's going to practice today, and we'll see how he does. He was much better last week, and we're hoping to get him back in the lineup.
And Jeff Saturday is playing through his knee situation.
Jeff did fine, actually played the whole way against Jacksonville and played well.
Tight end Dallas Clark had a career season last year, catching 58 passes for 616 yards and 11 touchdowns. He talked about how the Colts will use him in their offense.
I signed autographs and then all of the people paid for autographs and all the proceeds went to the foundation I just gave it to one of the state foundations to divvy up the money where they see fit, and we raised a little over $18,000 in 4 hours, and they need a lot more than that, but I just wanted to do my part, and just hopefully people saw that it's a little small amount, but if everyone just does a little thing, it'll add up, and people will be able to move on and recover with their lives and with their homes and whatever was devastated in the tornado and flood. So it was a time for people to step up, and I think the people from Iowa did.
Cool. Talk about the Colts coming off this bye week. How, the bye week was very early for you guys, but did this end up being somewhat of a blessing for you guys to get a break and to get guys healthy and together?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially when the schedule came out, you look and you're like week three, like holy cow, that's early. But I think things happen for a reason, and we definitely needed it, and I think guys took full advantage of it. It's the people that are healthy just got away and got rested, but the people that are hurt, we're able to get a chance to, get some extra days of treatment and just get better. So, I think we're going to be a lot healthier than we've been. I think we'll be, it was very important. And hopefully it pays off. And we come out and start playing better.
Can you talk about just the offense in general and how, Peyton in the passing game, what do you kind of expect from what you saw in the first three games to what you kind of expect after this bye week and after another week of rest for Peyton?
Well, I just think, I think we're just going to get more consistent every week. Every week we've seen little improvements with the offense and the running game and the passing game and guys just, getting better and making plays. But we're still doing those negative plays that are hurting us and making it hard on us and as an offense. And so, I think the more we, the more games we have, the more time we're together, I think it'll eventually just keep getting sharper and sharper. So that's what we're working towards. We're just coming out here every day trying to get better and just stay focused as a team and not worry about anything else, but just really focusing on your job and getting better every day. So hopefully all that in turns into better production.
How how more comfortable after having to miss the second game are you feeling, and do you expect to get, you know, more involved as you get more comfortable and everybody else around you?
I always feel comfortable out there, and I haven't missed one game, so it's not like I missed too much. So I think everyone's productivity is going to get risen. You know, their bar is going to be raised just because, you know, we need to, because we're kind of stagnant right now with our productivity. So I think people will, you know, just all across the board will start getting more plays and more things geared for them, and you know, hopefully it'll, you know, the results are big plays and, you know, getting some points on the board.
How much have you seen Owen Daniels at all on film, or do you know much of Owen Daniels here?
I know he's a very solid tight end. I have not seen much on him, just only when, you know, our opponent's defense is, you know, playing the Houston offense. So, but you know, we haven't this year. I have not seen much of him, but I know he's doing really well.
How much? What is the? You know, he's still young in the league. He's from Wisconsin and hardly played tight end in college. But what's one of the keys to, just as far as being a tight end? He's a receiving tight end. And, you know, averaging, I think he's second in the league right now, averaging second 60 yards or so per game. But what's one of the keys to just sustaining a career as far as a tight end and things that you've learned? What have you learned over your career?
Well, just reliability, I think, is really key, and it's a tough job. It's kind of you're kind of torn between, you know, being caught up with the offensive linemen, you know, with the run plays and the pass protection, but then also you get thrown out, you know, with the receivers and running routes and being on the same page as them. So, I mean, it's attention to detail, and I think, you know, the more guys can really focus on their job, and because it's tough. I mean, you have to know, you know, everything, basically. I mean, I think it's you almost have to be on the same page as, you know, as the quarterback and the center. I mean, that type of relationship, because I think it's a job. It's a position that, you know, you can be put everywhere, and you can be asked to block, you can be asked to go out, you know, and you have to know both. So it's really it's a versatile position, and I think the more you can become versatile, I think the more, you know, more successful you'll be at the position. And so if a guy, you know, is really good at run blocking, you know, the more in the off season he works on running routes and being quick out of the break and, you know, catching balls and working on hand eye and, you know, watching the ball in, you know, those little things. And then vice versa, if you're a better, you know, receiver, you know, work on your blocking and techniques, fundamentals there. So, I mean, it's just, it's a position that you can just always keep growing, always get better. And, you know, it's just, it's a great position. So, you know, I think that's kind of the quick, you know, keys to success, I guess, you know, and, mm-hmm. and you know, there's a lot of other things, but that's kind of what, you know, off the top I have.
What, as far as, it seems like the position changed somewhat since you even entered the league, as far as tight ends becoming much more prominent members of offenses and such. Have you seen that, you know, develop over time?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think offenses are really, you know, I think they see the potential and they see the success that you can have when you use the tight end, and just being able to be kind of, you know, I think it's just another weapon, and I think it just makes you more complex as an offense, where where you're just not, you know, throwing to the two wideouts or the slot receiver. You know, the more you can do with your tight end, and, you know, you can put defenses at disadvantages, and so I think teams have, you know, obviously it has to work with their scheme overall as an offense. I mean, some teams just don't even try to have a pass receiving tight end, or, you know, but some teams do. So it's just kind of whatever philosophy you take. But you know, there's definitely the positives from having, you know, kind of a wide receiver type built body, you know, built tight end at that position. So I think it's I think it's either way. It's kind of whatever scheme you have. But I think lately, in the last, you know, 5 years, I think that has really been a popular, you know, popular type, you know, prototype player to get that receiving type tight end.
How much did it help you guys, do you think, in your guys' run to the Super Bowl, as many catches as you were able to get and as prominent as you were in the offense? Because I know you set NFL records with the amount of, with how involved you were.
Well, I think it was key because, you know, I mean, especially when you have, you know, two, you know, potential, you know, one definitely Hall of Fame receiver and Reggie is, you know, as good as they come. So, I mean, when you have two guys like that at wideouts, you know, obviously, you know, defenses' focus are going to be on them to stop them, and you need to use a couple guys to do that because they're so good against one-on-one. So, you know, it really opens up a lot of things, and so we're just able to take advantage of a few things that defenses were doing to us, and, you know, it definitely helped us, and, you know, it was a lot of fun, but, you know, that was fully just taking advantage of what Reggie and Marv bring to the table.
How key is it not to overlook the Texans? I mean, obviously they're 0-3. You guys are 11-1 against them. What's kind of your mindset when you guys play against the Texans here this week?
Well, it's definitely not overlooking. That's for sure. And I mean, we are preparing, and that's, you know, we're really just focusing on just getting better. And you know, we're not playing great football either ourselves. You know, so you know, it's just, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time. So we're definitely not looking forward to anything down the road. We're, you know, looking forward to this game, improving, getting better, and just getting better as a team. So you know, we're looking for a good week of preparation and going down there on Sunday and just, you know, trying to execute.
Dale, how much did the week off help you guys?
It helped out tremendous. You know, just I think we really needed it, and usually we'd think it was, you know, kind of early, but the way the season's been going, I think it could come at a better time, and you know, I think guys really took advantage of it, and I think just kind of refresh and regroup, and you know, come out and hopefully, you know, just start playing better.
Was there one thing you need to correct offensively more than anything else during that off week?
No, not really. I mean, we just need to focus on, you know, just execution. I mean, every play that we have, every negative play we have, there's just always, you know, some little breakdown here or there, and you know, just someone just not being really on the top of the details, and that costs you in this game. You know, we are working on that, and I think everyone's kind of taking it upon themselves to get better and to do whatever they have to do to get better as a player, and then overall it'll help our production on offense. So, you know, there's really not one thing. It's just kind of everyone just raising their game up a little bit and playing a little more sharper and more attention to detail, like Coach Dungy always says, and hope for, you know, overall just, you know, that'll get us better.
Dallas, how much do you guys miss Jeff Saturday?
Oh, huge. I mean, he's you know, he's the anchor of the offensive line, and him and Peyton work very well together. They've been working for years, and just the communication that he brings to the rest of the guys and get everyone on the same page. I mean, it's, you know, he's, you know, how many time Pro Bowler here, and I mean, he's, you know, he's one of the best, and you know, anytime, you know, you lose a guy like that, it's, you know, it's, you just don't replace a guy like that. But, you know, we're definitely not, as a team, you know, using, you know, making excuses or anything like that, because that's not our nature, and that's, you know, you just don't have time for that in this profession. So, you know, it definitely hurt, but, you know, we learned a lot. You know, when guys are down, you learn a lot about yourself, and the other guys behind them get, you know, good looks and get a good experience. So, you know, it's, you know, there's definitely some good that comes from it, but, you know, it's definitely good to have him back.
As a tight end, how does that affect you working with a different center?
It doesn't, not too much. You know, we're very, you know, we're kind of a ways away, and, you know, but, you know, just overall calls, you know, just, you know, I think the biggest thing is just making sure everyone's on the same line and, or same page, and just, you know, I think Jeff does a great job of, you know, making the right calls and making them quick, and you know, he just, you know, and they just have that continuity together, and you know, when you take that out, it's it takes a little bit to get, you know, but you know, I think everyone, you know, got better, and you know, and I know they're definitely happy that he's back, but you know, the rookies that stepped in that played, you know, while he was gone, I think, you know, learned a lot, and you know, that'll definitely benefit them down the road.
Dallas, switching gears a bit, this is the Texans' home opener after the whole Hurricane Ike situation where they had to go on the road for three games. What's the mental preparation for you guys, knowing that you're going to come into a building that's going to have a pretty intense crowd and, you know, being excited about the first game of the season at home for them?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great environment, and, you know, I think it's just great for the city of Houston and the fans and just the whole organization that, you know, that they're able to come back and play after, you know, just, you know, all the destruction done to the city and to the stadium, and you know, it's going to be emotional. It's going to be emotional for the city and the team, and you know, and going in as the opponent. That's you know, it's going to be tough, but you know, we're looking forward to the challenge. But you know, but you know, it's all said and done. I mean, you know, we try to, you know, our job is to get the fans out of it, and you know, to do that, we got to execute, and you know, that's our goal. And but it's, you know, they're, you know, we can't get to give them any momentum, because I mean, the fans are going to be crazy and loud, and you know, but it's just going to be a great football environment, and you know, we're definitely looking forward to it.
And she mentioned it earlier, you guys are 11-1 against the Texans historically. The fact that you guys are 1-2 and they're 0-3, how do you look at this game differently when normally you guys are usually on top of the division?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a different position for us, but, you know, like I've been saying, just, you know, we just need to focus on, you know, one day at a time, and just focus individually on getting better, and then collectively we'll get better as a team. So, you know, we've been having just little breakdowns here and there that have cost us big, and you know, the less mistakes we have, you know, the more chances we'll have to do some good things, but we've been shooting ourselves in the foot and just haven't been playing sharp. So, you know, sooner we start playing sharper and, you know, making plays, you know, good things are going to happen. But you know, we just gotta focus on the little things and the details, and you know, and just get back on track. But you know, it's the challenge of this game. It's just you know, it's not easy to be successful. So you know, it's you know, you're a play away, and you know, play here, play there differently. You know, records could be different all around the league. So you know, you just gotta keep working, show up the next day, work hard, and you know, every time you go out there, try to get better, and you know, just overall it'll pay off.
On a lighter note, from what I understand, with the roof open at Reliant under Gary Kubiak, the Texans are undefeated. The fact that the roof's going to be open when you guys come here, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, just, you know, hopefully it doesn't rain. I don't know. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter to us. I mean, it's just, you know, you don't really have time to focus on whether the roof is open. I mean, we can play in the backyard or in the parking lot. You know, it's just, you know, we'll show up and play, and just same way with Houston. You know, they could care less if the, you know, I know their players care less if it's open or closed, or, you know, so it's just, you know, it's just all we worry about is good footing, and, you know, and then you just go and play ball after that. So you know, it doesn't really matter. We're just, you know, looking forward to coming down and just being part of that, you know, just being part of all that and being there for their home opener.